Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Sangamon Valley Roots Revival Radio Hour. My name's Sean. 60 minutes of great American roots music coming up next. A very special program this evening. I'm going to be joined a little bit later in the studio by Tom Irwin and Ben Bedford. They're here to play some songs for us and tell us a little bit about a fundraiser that they're participating in next Saturday evening, April 12th, at New Salem State Historic Site, a fundraiser for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley. So we'll hear Tom and Ben coming up, plus Scott Miller, Amy Levere, The Baseball Project, and a whole lot more. So please do keep it tuned right here to WUIS 91.9 HD Springfield, WUIS, your home for NPR and the Roots Revival Radio Hour. Well, joining me here in the studio, I am joined by Tom Irwin and Ben Bedford. Some of you, probably many of you already know them, local singer-songwriters, and have worked around town for a number of years and do a lot of really great stuff. And, of course, both of them have been out on the road and enjoyed some critical and national acclaim from time to time. But they're here. They're going to tell us a little bit about an event that they're a part of coming up on April 12th. It's a fundraiser for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley. Very excited to have them here in the studio. And, of course, since we're a music program here at the Old Roots Revival, we're not going to let them get away without playing some songs for us. But first, you know, Tom and Ben, good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
All righty. Well, Tom, tell us a little bit more about where this event is happening and, you know, how people can find out a little bit more about the Friends of the Sangamon Valley.
Sure. Yeah, it's going to be out at New Salem, out at the historic site out just outside of Petersburg. And someone did ask me if it's going to be inside or outside because it's April, but it's going to be inside. That's good. They got that beautiful theater out there. Wonderful place to have it. So we'll be out there playing some music. They've had a couple of these concerts through the years. Basically a fundraiser to help kind of keep the organization going, Friends of the Sangamon Valley. And what they do, similar to the Nature Conservancy, where they'll buy or people will donate land or in a bequest give them areas of natural beauty here in the Sangamon Valley to take care of. And the folks at Friends of Sangamon Valley, that's what they'll do, keep them going. So,
well, that's great. Now, Ben, how did you get approached about doing this?
Well, I think Kate Hawks, approached mm-hmm. me. And Kate, of course, ran the Trout Lily Cafe for many years.
Right.
But she's on the board there. And
treasurer.
The treasurer, yes. the keys to the purse, so to speak. I think she approached me maybe a year ago and expressed interest in having Tom and I do a show together.
It has been that long, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It takes time to pull these things together.
Working with everybody's schedule, there's no question about that. Well, it's one of the things I suppose all of us, you know, grew up here in Central Illinois, as the three of us all did, and you sort of take for granted. Sometimes, I did, you know, when you the rivers around you and the ecology of, and then, you know, now that we look back at it and see so much of it vanishing, it's great that there are groups that are actually out trying to do something about that for generations to come.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah, I think there's a lot of sort of subtle beauty in Central Illinois that people overlook oftentimes, you know. Guilty of that myself, like you said, growing up here. And it's great that the Friends of the Sangamon Valley are doing what they're doing.
And that's nice what Ben and I are doing, I think, is pretty nifty, because a lot of our music entails that. You know, he's got a song called Sangamon. I got an album called Sangamon Song. So it's part of a very infused in the music that we write already, which is
definitely
kind of a special little show for that part of it, I think, for us.
Absolutely, yeah. And of course, you know, following in a long tradition of what folk singers sing about. They sing about the things that actually are right there around them, the people, the geography, and that always, you know, one of the things that maybe we don't always appreciate in the moment as much as we should, but then you look back, and of course, you know, it's nice to have all of those things chronicled for us. And, you know, modern day Woody Guthrie's here in the studio with me. Whether they want to admit to it or not. All right, well, we've chatted enough. Let's hear some music. And so, Tom, you want to kick us off? Tell us a little bit about what you're going to play for
sure.
us, and then Ben and I will sit back and listen and let those of you at home do the same thing.
I think I'll do a song here. This is called Uncle Fudd. I wrote it many, many years ago. It was some stories that my grandma used to tell me about this fellow named Uncle Fudd. His name was James Taylor Duncan. He was the second son of the Duncan family, so it had been my great-grandfather was the youngest son. So there were 13 children, so there's lots of room for age difference in there. And Fudd was kind of the fellow of the family who just traveled around. He went to the World's Fair in Chicago, went out to Colorado. The only thing he didn't really do was own property and make money like the rest of the family did. But so he was one of those guys. So we're going to give him the song because he needs it, the attention. So Grandma had a lot of great stories about him. He was really famous for wanting to help out and do things around the house. He said he couldn't stand to see a woman working in the kitchen and having kids on her hips and all that, you know, and helping. So he'd always take the kids outside and play with them so a woman could get the work done. It's one of his finer qualities. They say he drank whiskey very well and played fiddle poorly. So here's for Uncle Fudd. He lived in Salisbury, made it through Petersburg, died on the way to Petersburg, going to his brother's farm in Atterbury. So spent quite a bit of his time around the area, I'm sure. Here we go. In an unmarked grave on Family Road, upon a lonesome hill, lies a long forgotten man that no one ever will remember. Well, he lived in his brother's one-room shack over in Salisbury. He kept his fiddle in an old flour sack, and once he almost got married in September. Well, he went west to Colorado around 1885. He got in a scrape down in Pueblo, and he barely made it back here alive, but he did. Well, when he hopped off the train, he was glad to see that no one was waiting there. For how ashamed would the family be? No, he had paid no fare, but he brought presents for the kids. They said he drank too much. Fudd said he didn't drink enough. They said that he was lazy. He just told them all they were crazy. And I say, well, here lies Uncle Fudd. Billy Murray'd sit on his knee, he'd tell him tales of the West. Virginia Ruth and Angie Marie, they thought he was the best uncle they had. Well, Fudd couldn't see past the end of his nose. He never bothered with that. The kids would find him standing in the cornrows, not knowing where he was at. Never sad. And they said he drank too much, but Fudd said he didn't drink enough. He said that he was lazy. He just told them all they were crazy. And I say, well, here lies Uncle Fudd. Suddenly, Fudd took sick over in Salisbury. And Aunt Marthy said, hey, Fudd, watch this trick. And he died on the way to Atterbury. No more beer. No more beer, not for Uncle Fudd. And like a little man, Billy Murray never cried. But Ruth and Angie did when the Petersburg Undertaker came driving by. Everyone ran and hid and shed their own tears for Uncle Fudd. And they said he drank too much. Fudd said he didn't drink enough. Said that he was lazy. He just told them all they were crazy. And I say, here lies Uncle Fudd. lies Uncle Fudd. Here lies my great Uncle Fudd. No more beer. No more beer. No more beer. Not for Uncle Fudd.
No, oh, that was very, very nice.
Oh, thank you.
I always get the impression that when I hear you sing that, that you have a certain connection to that character from your family.
Well, they try and accuse me of that. I do have his fiddle, but I try not to live up to it too much.
The good parts of the character.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah.
The love of children, the right. That
Riding
sort of
the
thing.
Trains.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I am joined tonight by Tom Irwin and Ben Bedford, and they are here to... in part to promote an event that they'll be participating in. They'll be the featured artist, Two Sons of the Sangamon, Saturday, April 12th, 2014. That's coming right up at 7 p.m., and that's at the New Salem State Historic Site. It's a fundraiser for Friends of the Sangamon Valley, and if you are interested in more information about Friends of the Sangamon Valley, you can go to www.fosv.org, as in Friends of the Sangamon. And that's their website, fosv.org. Tom, I am sure that if someone likes your music in this day and age of digital everything, they can find your music somewhere out there online.
Sean, you can Google me.
Oh, my. And things come up other than your arrest record.
Yes,
and,
right. Well, occasionally.
And your mugshot.
That's right below that. So I try and keep that up there. Got to keep up with other people. But yes.
All publicity is good publicity.
Yes, right. TomIrwinMusic.com has the website out there, so that's a handy place to look at it. And if that doesn't work, you can either buy them at Recycle Records, which is a top seller for me in Springfield, or the Bradfordton Co-op Elevator on your way out to the gig. Well, they'll probably be closed. They close at 6 o'clock on Saturday. So.
Well, there you go. So get to the Bradfordton Elevator a little early.
Yes, on your way out.
On your way out to the show.
Yes,
the show.
Why not?
Yeah.
Goodness. Well, Ben, first off, for people who don't know you and your background, tell us a little bit about it. How long you've been doing this, and sort of what got you involved. You and I go back a long, long way, at least in passing. So
yeah.
When you were a student. So
That's
tell us
right.
a little bit about. What got you into wanting to be a musician and a performer and writing songs?
Well, Tom, in large part, is responsible for this ne'er-do-well lifestyle that I now lead. But I guess I've been out doing shows, playing for, it's coming up on 10 years now. Mm. So graduated from college in 2004, and then shortly thereafter I made the leap and started playing music full time, and it's been going well. But from Chatham originally, and live right here in Springfield these days, but travel all over the place. So
everybody's got to be from somewhere, as they say.
Everybody's got to be from somewhere.
And so you're able to take your music out like Tom has done throughout his performing career. You've been out traveling the country and
Europe? I'll play just about played in Europe a few times.
Right.
All over the country. I'll play just about anywhere that they'll have me, really.
And even when it's not exactly lucrative, you at least are having, I'm sure, unbelievable experiences.
No,
getting
I do
to
it
see
for
the world.
Money,
yeah. like all singer songwriters, the money just is always pouring in, all that mailbox money.
Pouring in, yeah, absolutely.
Well, why don't you give us an example of one of those songs that has the money just pouring into you right now?
This is a song called The Sangamon. Down to the river, I'm throwing it all away. Your dresses, your letters, your ribbons, golden rings.
wildflowers you pressed between the leaves of the pages. Down the Sangamon, they're floating away. The stones cross the river cut with familiar names. And I wake in the darkness to starlight and troubled dreams. To that old fallen oak where I cradled your darling head. On the Sangamon, it heard all we said. This town no longer calls me. It holds no breath for me. One day I'll fly. One day I'll run. One day I'll cross the Sangamon. Sundown at harvest, I listened, heard your call. And I can still see you laughing, how you lean against the cabin wall. And guided my hand o'er the swelling of life inside. On the Sangamon, with love in your eyes. And this town no longer calls me. It holds no breath for me. One day I'll fly. One day I'll run. One day I'll crawl. Sangamon. Doctor was nervous with sweat running down his nose. And he rattled off orders, but my hands were numb and cold. And 3 hours in, there was nothing that he could do. Sangamon, with nothing to lose. And this town no longer calls me. It holds no breath for me. One day I'll fly. One day I'll run. One day I'll cross. Sangamon.
Very, very nice. Mr. Ben Bedford.
Thank you.
Well, if nothing else, when you take that out around the country, people actually learn how to pronounce the word Sangamon.
Yeah, that's true.
What's a Sangamon?
Yeah, what's a Sangamon?
That's certainly a struggle for people who come to...
Yeah.
as I know, when you name your show, the Sangamon Valley Roots Revival, sometimes people stumble who aren't from around these parts.
Sure. We're kind of like a sister group, the Friends of the Sangamon Valley, or a brother group in the Sangamon Valley Roots Revival.
It's a nice kind of synergy, right? They're Friends of the Sangamon Valley, the Sangamon Valley Roots Revival, and we're joined by two sons of the Sangamon, who, as we were talking about earlier, when people come out to see you guys on Saturday, April 12th, out at New Salem, for this fundraiser, you will actually be joined by a couple from the female persuasion who aren't exactly sons. We don't want that to throw anybody.
Right. Right. We're struggling with what to call them since we're the sons, but we're just going to let that be up to other people. So, yes.
Yeah, Ben and Tom have been known to perform with their significant others. Right. So we were struggling earlier off air about what exactly to call them. And I'm thinking by the 12th, the two of them will have come up with a good title.
They're probably more, talented coming up with a title for themselves than we would.
We could probably say their names. That might help.
We could. Yeah.
Be Carrie Bedford will be playing with you.
And Teresa O'Hara will be playing with you.
There we go.
All right. Well, we'll exchange the money later if you're going to mention their names.
That was very nice.
Because as I told you, you could only promote yourselves for the fee that you gave me to come on air.
Well, it's nice to know the money can still buy things. You don't get as much as you used to, but you can still buy things.
Absolutely. Once again, that is not necessarily the policy of National Public Radio or WUIS. That would just be my own renegade policy that's going on right now.
Nice.
Well, if you're just joining us, I'm joining the studio tonight, very special occasion, by Tom Irwin and Ben Bedford, and they're here promoting an event that they're participating in Saturday, April 12th at New Salem State Historic Site. It's a fundraiser for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley. And Tom, why don't you play us another one?
I sure would be happy to. First, I'll say, I was reading a little ad they put out on Ben and I, the Sons of Sangamon. It says, "We are informed with history and a strong sense of place." And that's nice. The last record I did was was called Sangamon Songs, and it was all based on this writings of Harry Glenn Ludlam, who wrote a diary 1893 to early 1894. I found it in our old farmhouse, and I just went through it and found different pieces of it in there and wrote songs about things that he did, like going to the World's Fair in Chicago or shucking corn. One of the most fascinating things I found in it was this little piece. I was with Roberta Gordon one day, and we were going through all the writings, and she said, I think she said, "Tom, look here." And there on the page, somewhere in November, was this passage that I had missed, and it said, "There's lots of gypsies camped down by the creek today. One of their dogs got into the sheep. I would have shot it, but my rifle missed fire." So I thought, wow. So we started looking into who the gypsies were. They're probably these people from southern Indiana called the Ishmaelites. Traveled all over through up Kankakee area, as far as north there. And during the summer months, they travel around in their wagons and stop by in farms. And just like nomadic poor people, basically what they were, which did not set very well with the folks that owned land. And they were called the gypsies, just commonplace. My grandma used to tell me stories about them, too, how they'd send their kids up to the house to beg for money. They'd steal a couple chickens, maybe, not all of them, just a few. Keep on moving. And they used to camp down there on the creek, which happens to be Prairie Creek, which flows into the Sangamon River. So if you're passing out to the show out there at New Salem on Saturday night, just before you get to the Petersburg turnoff, you'll cross a little concrete bridge that goes right over Prairie Creek. If you look off to your right, you'll see where the gypsies camped on Prairie Creek. Here's Harry, what I thought he might have felt like looking out the window, trying to figure out what these people were doing. West from my bed upstairs, I see their campfires flickering. I smell burning meat, the kerosene, hear their songs and their fiddling. I wonder why they keep on living like some wild creatures in the field. To me they have no earthly purpose, God's plan is yet to be revealed. But oh, I tried to love them too, like my maker would have me do. But they're freaks, now we are strong and they are weak. And I felt no pity when the gypsies camped on Prairie Creek. Today a gypsy girl with sticks for crutches and bandages came begging at her door. Ma gave her 3 whole pennies. She took them and then she asked for more. Ma shook her head and shrugged her shoulders as the gypsy girl let out an awful curse, threw down her crutches, her bandages, and left with those pennies in her purse. And oh, I tried to love her too, like my maker would have me do, but they're freaks, and we are strong and they are weak, and I felt no pity when the gypsies camped on Prairie Creek. Right around supper, this very evening, I heard the livestock getting riled. I reached for my rifle in the corner, grabbed my hat, some bullets, and I smiled. Down the church in the pasture, and the sheep just past the hogs. When I shot my rifle, it missed fire. I did not get to kill that gypsy dog. But oh, I tried to love it too, like my maker would have me do. But the freaks, we are strong and they are weak, and I felt no pity when the gypsy camped on Prairie Creek.
Mr. Tom Irwin.
There we go. Thank you.
And once again, that, the name of that record that's from?
Sangamon Songs.
From Sangamon Songs, our theme for the evening.
Yes.
All right. Well, once again, joined by Tom Irwin and Ben Bedford, and they will be performing April 12th at New Salem State Historic Site, and indoors, as Tom tells us, even though it, hopefully, knock on wood, it'll be a beautiful evening.
I'm hoping so.
But it is Illinois. It is April, so one never knows.
Yes.
All right, Ben, what are you going to favor us with here?
Well, let's see.
I like that one.
This, yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with the minor tonality here,
Minor tonality. That was the name of one of my earlier bands.
Yeah, well, that's like
people remember that. It was kind of a punk band.
Play out at Sangamon State.
Yes, they did back in the day.
Right behind her naked ray gun, I think.
Absolutely.
Well, you talked about the Ishmaelites, so this came to mind. This is a song off my newest album called John the Baptist, and it's about John the Baptist.
That's...
On his face was flecked with sweat, a red stain on the back of his neck, howling out beneath the sky. You don't have to be afraid to die. River water's cool and clean, burns sin off like gasoline. Never mind your tooth for tooth. A madman, truth is still the truth. You've been warned, you won't get far. Life's crooked as a scimitar. Cut the cord, there ain't no doubt. There's one way in, one way out. Down through time it's been foretold, with tongues as hot as burnished coal, a harbinger of hair and bone, wailing in the wild alone. Wanna see what's up above, and
Let your heart to the hanging judge. But don't wait around, cause time rolls fast. The present's just a recent past. You've been warned, you won't get far. Life's crooked as a scimitar. Cut the cord, there ain't no doubt. One way in, one way out. The devil skulks round every bend. A broken soul you cannot mend. Not to raise repentant hands. A thorn tree in the garden stands. From the sun his face was flecked with sweat. A red stain on the back of his neck. Howling out beneath the sky. You don't have to be afraid to die. You don't have to be afraid to die.
Mr. Ben Bedford. Listen to him play the guitar there, Tom. What's that all about?
He's been practicing.
He has been practicing.
Got a lot of time on my hands.
That's good.
You know, I'll tell you what, that's when you hear a guy, you know, finger pick like that, that's when you know he's spent some time in his room.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Doesn't have a lot of friends.
No. Yeah. Well, but you know, I think Ben's a great example. He found himself a pretty wife, but I'm sure until he became a successful singer-songwriter, no one paid any attention to him because he was always in his room.
Always in my room.
Practicing your finger-picking.
I used to drive people crazy with the electric guitar. And, you know, things have improved for those in my near vicinity, their eardrums.
But you have been working a lot on the different fingerings and picking. Like,
I have been, sort of obsessed with weird chord voicings. So.
Yeah. I like that. It really... sets it apart from some of the other things that you hear from singer-songwriters. It's always good to be able to add that. And
all I could think about was like John the Baptist in the Sangamon River baptizing people. Somehow it kept going through my mind.
John the Baptist, actually, it's a little known historical fact, but he loved weird chord voicings. And he loved finger-picking as well.
Minor tonality, I think, was what he referred to it.
Yeah, he played a Rickenbacker, actually.
All right, as you can tell, it's starting to get a little silly here. So for those of you listening in, joined by Tom Irwin and Ben Bedford tonight, they're promoting an event, a benefit for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley. That's Saturday, April 12th at 7 p.m. That's the New Salem State Historic Site. And it's going to be a nice little weekend for singer-songwriters because we have Bedrock 66, right. Scott Miller, coming in on Friday night down at Donnie's. And have you guys ever crossed paths with Scott in your travels?
I have not, but no. I know that my good friend Kent Argenta, who knows all things about music, highly recommends him.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's good enough for
me.
I think I have
a couple of V-Roy's albums and...
Right, he was his original band, and he's doing a lot of stuff that I think in the last couple of years, he's done some solo stuff, his last record, Big, Big World, and it made me think of you, Tom, as he moved home to Virginia and living on the family cattle farm, and he's doing that and getting out and playing a little bit, so, he does what everybody else does. He has to live life, and it's one of the things, I guess, when we get so used to pop music, you forget that there are actual human beings behind there.
Out there.
Yeah.
So the nice thing about the roots of music and the folk scene and everything else is that it's sort of acknowledged that we're all regular folks. Some people just have a knack for singing and songwriting.
And some people are good at plumbing.
There you go.
That's good. It all works out.
All right. Anything else you want to leave us with about next Saturday evening?
Just, people come on out and help support the good cause. It's things, it's like, It's kind of like if you really can't buy a tree, but it's kind of like buying a tree or helping support all the beautiful things that we have here in this part of the this neck of the woods, you could say.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, gentlemen, this was a whole lot of fun, and we need to do it more often.
Yeah, thank you, Sean.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean.
All right. Once again, Ben Bedford, Tom Irwin, Two Sons of the Sangamon. That is next Saturday evening, April 12th, 7 p.m. at New Salem State Historic Site. Big thank you to Tom Irwin and Ben Bedford. Don't forget their fundraiser Saturday evening at the New Salem State Historic Site for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley.